laws of Netilas Yadayim, and we're doing in chapter Kuf Samach 160, and we're going to do subsection 6. And we learned that if one has washed his hands already, we learned two opinions, but we ruled like the second opinion, that if one has washed his hands, you can't collect the water and then use it for again, a second time. Now we also have to understand, today we go into the sink, Baruch Hashem, where we live, there's plenty of water. But in those days, they needed, sometimes the water was scarce. They didn't have no plumbing and everything in the house. They used to go down to the well, so they tried to save, conserve water to the best that they can. So he says like this, so but that doesn't work, because the hands, once your hands, you've done work with the water, they become tummy, it doesn't work. So now he says like this. But there's another time when people wash their hands is when you use the facilities and you come out, you wash your hands as well. So he says in subsection 6, but one who goes out from the bathroom, yochel lishev b'chofnov mayim in hadli, is allowed to draw in his palm water from the bucket, the tire yodov, to clean his hands, ushara mayim shebidli, and the rest of the water that remains in the bucket will remain fit for washing the hands for the meal. And the reason is, the Rebbe says parentheses, mipnei shaloitir yoda b'mayim hanishorim bedli, because he didn't clean his hands with the water that is left in the bucket, ela b'mayim shebechofnav, but you just use the water that was in your palm. You took some water and then you used it to take it out. So the water that you used to clean your hands, you removed from the bucket. So when you're going to wash the Netilas Yadayim, you're going to use the other water. You're not going to use the one in your hand. Avalim hid bilom bidli litarum. But if you immerse them in the bucket to make them clean, harinasis malocha b'cholamayim shabidli. If you dip your hands inside them to clean them, so then you used all the water in the bucket to clean them. Even, you know, he used the facility, but his hands weren't really dirty. But since he has a need to clean them with water, because they did touch the places which is called tenefes, which is covered, and he needs to wash his hands. Nasu hamayim kishoyfchim. Then those waters considered like pour out water. Just like somebody who uses other things that he needs to. Afilu davar rishus. Even if he needs the water for something optional, it's still not used for netilas yadayim. Question is by the milo. Kolshkin nikoyin zeh shehu choyba. So certainly this type of cleaning, which is an obligation, this is not similar to one who rinses out dishes that have already been washed. We learned before that if you have dishes that are clean and you put them through the water again, that doesn't constitute malacha. You didn't do work with the water, because they didn't really need it. So over there, they don't really need it, that second rinsing. That's why it's not considered malacha. But you need to dip your hands, because your hand touched makom tenefes. They're not dirty, but they're requirement. You need them to clean your hands, because that's, and then because before you say dasha yotzar, you need to clean your hands. So that's why you can't use that water. Now, sometimes subsection 7, sometimes you have these smith, those people that use fire, they cool off. They have a thing of water in which they cool off the metal. They put the metal in after they heat it up and they twist it, they put it into the cold water to cool it off. So he says, "Ma'im shelifnei hanapoch." If you have the water that is in front of the one that is the napoch, he is the one that blows and he twists the metal, it does what it does. Avopi shelein ishtanu mar'eyem. Even though their colors has not changed, because the metal is still clear water, it's still psulim, they're no good. Even if you're not sure, but you know that it was done work. Why? Because it's in front of the napoch. That's why the water is sitting in there. You know that he must have extinguished the metal by putting it into that cold water. Can't use that water. Then you have a barber. So the barber uses uses some water to moisten the hair, to form the hair when he's shared, when he's doing the haircut, he uses the water. So that water that is in front of the sapor, in front of the barber, if the color has changed, then they're no good. But if not, they're kosher. Because the fact that the sapor dips his hand into that water in order to soak here, that would be similar to we learned earlier when somebody dips his hands, a baker, and he wants to moisten the face of these pastries over there. The water that was left there, malacha has been done. It's like he took it out, he soaked the water, but whatever is left in there has not been done work with, and that's why it's okay.
Same thing with the barber then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sifches, subsection 8. If you have fit water, good water, but you put in some disqualified water in them, they would be nullified by majority. That would be even if the non-fitting water now make up for the revis, you don't have to worry about that. So it comes out that part of it is not, the shear is not with kosher water. Until it's dying for chulin, we don't have to worry about it. It's okay. The fikach, mayim sheshosu behem mehem behem chayiv ve'oif. If you have water that an animal, tame, a wild animal, or a bird have drank from it, we don't disqualify it because meleches hashtiya, because there was work they drinking from it. Shenase b'mat mayim shehuchzer mipiyim l'kli, that has been done with a little bit of water that had gone back from their mouth to the keli. They don't drink it all out. Some comes back, some of the water. The nature of the animals, the tame animals, the wild animal, and the bird, when they drink, they raise their mouth after they have absorbed the water. And those water fall from their mouth. So that water has been done, the work it's been drank from. So we don't worry about it. Why? Because these waters are nullified by majority. Majority of the water is good, it's nullified. There are those that qualify if a dog or a swine has drank from it, because then they become repugnant. They're considered like throwaway water, spill out water. We need water for their opinion, and we shouldn't use that water if a dog or a chazir have drank from it. Subsection 9. The work that would disqualify the water, we were only talking about drawn water. Whether they're in a vessel or they're in the ground. When the work was done, and then you take it into a vessel to take from that water. But if you did work with mikvah water, or a well, while they're still connected, those waters have not been disqualified. But if it's a change of look, of the color changes, that would disqualify even while they're still connected. This is only speaking up until Siddayim. But if you want to dip your hand in there, then you're permissible. Yeah, provided, if it's kosher to immerse your body, then it's kosher also to dip your hands in there. Not from the Tilis Yadayim, but to dip, yes. If you go in Mayan, like for example, a Welsh ain't sheen amount of poisel boy. The change of color does not disqualify. So you can't use that water for netila, but you can use it to dip. Sometimes a mikveh, which the water has changed from an item which is no substance. So as far as a mikveh goes to immerse your body in there, or tefillas kelim in there, So over there, if the color change comes due to a non-substantive, there's no substance in the water. As for example, you rinsed out baskets of olive or grapes, or dye fell in there. Those are colorings, but there's really no substance in the water. Nothing in the water is there. It's just a change of the color of the water. That would not disqualify the mekvah from immersing a person. Therefore, it also for sure doesn't disqualify a person dipping his hands. But for a person to use water from the tilis yadayim to pour on his hands, they would be no good, those waters, either. About the halachas with regards to what would change the mekvah, would make it a possible or not.
So how would you do tilis yadayim if you don't pour on your hands?
If you what?
You can use that water for tilis yadayim, but not for pouring.
That's right.
So how else do you do to feel us yadayim if you don't pour?
No, you can dip your hands
you
in the
dip
your hands into the mikvah, you know, so then you're making it a dip.
That's the vessel.
Loy tiknu chachomim nitila, subsection 10. Loy tiknu chachomim nitila, ele b'mayim arim l'shtiz b'him. Chachomim only allowed to use water, water that is fit that an animal would drink it. B'mayim aluchim, what happens? You have salty water. Or bitter water, or smelly water, to the extent that the dog will not drink it, he cannot drink that water. It's unfit for nitilas yadayim. Even though it would be kosher for immersing the whole body, and of course, and it will also, of course, be good to dip your hands, but it still will not be good for nitilas yadayim to take it from there. If the dog can't drink from it. If they become spoiled bad because of the mortar that has been mixed into them, so if the dog is able to drink from them, it's kosher. Both for washing one hand and for immersion. Dipping your hands, you may not kill if yochel lishtoish man. If the kelv cannot drink, it's shul mishtem is unfit for both. So here we have mortar. You have just a mixture. It's just other things. Mortar doesn't change the color, maybe, but it's just you just have particles in there. Subsection Yud Aleph. What about the chamei Tveria? Those are the springs, the hot springs in Tiberias. Hey morim, they're considered bitter. Vein ruin lishtiyas kelv. Hakelv, they're not fit for a dog to drink. Even when you cool them down, so one thing is when they're hot, so you can't drink it, it's too hot. But even when you cool it off, it's considered bitter and the dog won't drink it. So that's why you can't take from that water for your hands. But when they're in their place, you didn't pull them, but you're there in their place where they're stationed, where they're set, you can dip your hands in there. Even if they don't have 40 saw, because a well will make clean with any amount, so you don't need 40 saw. What happens? You pull the water from the original well of the Tveria, warm water of the Tveria, the Chamei Tveria, you pulled it through the ground, outside of the place, and you interrupted them from the well Haneveya Kam that flows this warm water. So now they're separate. You pull it in the ground and then you cut off the connection. So they're no longer connected to the well that comes to the spring, to the hot springs. They're no longer connected. So you can't immerse them if it does not 40 saw, because it's not a kosher, it's not a Mayan. And you need 40 saw. Only a Mayan is bicultural, other than any amount.
Mayan.
Mayan is a well. Afilu lehoimrim she'ein tzorich mem saw l'shilas yadayim b'shar mei mikveh. Even those that say that you don't require 40 saw to immerse your hands in other mikveh water commission is barbe sim kuf tesa wudum sim kuf tes. But kan gozru, but over here they worry she'em itl mem gamke b'kli. You might also take it in a with a vessel. In this case, because the person might say, "Mali little memli yadayim just be keli." Just what difference does it make if we take with a keli? Mali little yadayim betechem. Kibush shebeim b'mem saw. Or possible tefillas kol aguf. Since there is no for the saw, and it's not fit for the whole body. Vav begin kshem li yadayim, and still you let him use it for his hand. So the person is going to come, also use that water. Avok shesh b'mem saw shushin mikvah. But if it has 40 so, which is a mikvah liyoba, the whole kill, then we won't come to be lenient, little member keli, to take with a keli, because you're allowed to immerse in them. They have a shir mikvah and a tefillas kol aguf. So if it has 40 so, we say the reason the person is going to know because it's 40 so, that's where you can dip your hand. But when you allow him to do it in less than 40 so, he's not going to realize that the water is something wrong with the water, and you don't allow dipping, and you might come to actually take the water from there as well. If you have a groove whose water is connected to the well water that flows the warm, that in a way that you can immerse the entire body there, it's fit to them. Then you can also brush your hands, because when it's connected, it's kosher for tefillas kol aguf. Some say that here too we worry that people might be lenient. Because he's not going to think that the water is connected to the water. He's not going to realize, there's still not going to be 40 saw, even though it's connected, but it doesn't have the 40 saw, the person's going to make the mistake. And we should worry about the word. So if it's not directly in the Mayan, and it's from another place, don't use the word. All right, let's leave it over here, and let's do a letter of